Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. An Israeli settler injured a Palestinian teenager in the West Bank, and Israeli Navy ships attacked fishermen near the Gaza shoreline. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian teenager was injured on Tuesday afternoon when he was hit by an Israeli settler car near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. The boy was crossing a road near the village of Kisan, south of Bethlehem, when he was hit by a settler's car, local sources reported. Muadh Ghazal, 17, was moved to the Arab hospital in Bethlehem city for treatment after sustaining moderate wounds, medical sources announced. As in most similar incidents, the settler driving the car fled the scene. Staying in Bethlehem city, a group of Palestinian residents from Aida refugee camp said that they have found an Israeli military camera and recording device at the camp entrance on Tuesday midday. According to residents, the camera and the recording device were handed over to Palestinian security forces. Aida camp is located near the Israeli wall separating Bethlehem from the nearby Jerusalem city. Lately, the camp witnessed daily invasions and home searches by Israeli military, local sources reported. Earlier on Tuesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 11 Palestinians in different parts of occupied West Bank and took them to a number of military bases for interrogation. Local sources reported invasions and kidnappings in Bethlehem and Hebron cities in the southern part of the occupied West Bank, in addition to Jenin city in the northern part of the West Bank. In Jenin, Israeli soldiers invaded the city and installed a roadblock on its eastern entrance. Troops stopped and searched dozens of cars and interrogated several Palestinians while inspecting their ID cards. In Gaza on Tuesday morning, Israeli Navy boats and Navy choppers opened fire at a number of Palestinian fishing boats close to the shore in Al-Waha area northwest of the Gaza Strip. The attack caused damage to a number of fishing boats, but no injuries. Palestinian fishermen were forced back to shore, fearing further attacks by the Israeli gunships. Eyewitnesses said that the Navy ships kept firing close to the fishing boats until they reached the Gaza shore. The attack is the 10th documented Israeli violation of the ceasefire agreement reached a month ago between Tel Aviv and armed resistance groups in the Gaza Strip. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, October 7th, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.